launching. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
By the way, I got another hockey name for you. What? How about this? The Utah Uglies.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Because then you go out, hey, what are you doing tonight? You watching the Uglies bump? Oh, we're bumping the Uglies.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy weekend. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
I got to tell you, I feel that this week's worth of shows that we had was perhaps the greatest week we've ever done.
Greatest in what way?
Just the best.
Oh.
Greatest, best, riveting content. I'm sure we attracted hundreds and thousands of new listeners this week.
You sound like you're getting ready to say either that that's all a lie.
No, I'm serious. And I think we owe it all to your new old lady voice that you've debuted.
Duchess Kumquat?
Yes, because we can't just have the queen. The queen now has to have a foil.
Duchess Kumquat. They're running together. They used to run in the same circles. Queen kind of did a little better than she did.
They don't get along now, though.
Well, no, not anymore.
There's a healthy rivalry. The Real Housewives. Somebody's going to flip a table over.
That's right. But they keep it polite as they talk. It's just little snips here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
Teddy?
Yes.
This ain't one of them.
It's not?
No.
Everything that you just led up to, not one of them?
It's all lies. No. What's coming up on the show today?
Well, we did actually recap the spring game a little bit on Monday.
Hmm? I'm just grading.
Oh.
I'm grading the segments.
Oh, you said bad?
Yeah.
Okay, bad.
Okay.
We played some old bits in honor of the great John Sterling who retired this week.
Bad.
It was good.
Yeah.
We chatted about some bizarre injuries. One sports related. One was not sports related.
Bad.
I forgot about that one. It was not sports related. That's correct.
Yeah. We had some wild card Wednesday fun, as we always do.
Stupid and bad.
Yeah. And last but not least, you'll hear
old
from
and bad.
The legend, Jeff Rimmer, who we interviewed on Wednesday.
Bad, and dead.
He, too, likes to hang out with Duchess Kumquat from time to time. They have little discussions about the way things used to be and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Regina?
Regina, yeah. Oh, Duchess Kumquat, big in Regina. She loves it there. Summers in Regina.
Summers are there. Yeah. I heard the summer's very pleasant.
Oh, pleasant summers
winter,
in Regina. No, you don't go for the winters.
No.
Who does? Only Reginans.
Because it gets sticky in Regina?
Probably. Probably. Yeah, it's humid.
Yeah. Sometimes the waterways smell like dead fish in Regina.
Oh, because they dry up?
Well, you know, it gets hot out sometimes.
Oh, and, I see.
You know, the waterways just have that smell to
them. I don't know
if
it was humid there or if it's more of an arid climate. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Never been there.
Shut up.
You too.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend starts now.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Spring game went down this weekend. Par for the course, Ryan Day says he's not ready to make any quarterback decisions, which we knew. He's not going to, you know, sit there in the post-game press conference and say, and my starting quarterback is Will Howard, or anybody.
I didn't think that, but he also has a perfect out to not do that based on what we saw in the spring game, which is everyone looked okay. No one did you see come out and go, oh my God, there's your quarterback right there. And I really hope that in the practices there have been way more differentiation between these guys, but I don't know, man. I have a sneaky feeling we're headed for another kind of weird summer with that, where it's both these guys are competing. I mean, I do think it's going to get whittled down to, you know, the two guys, Will Howard and Devin Brown. I think those are your two
choices. I'm not ready to, you know, hit the panic button or anything. I mean, it's a spring game. But I was sort of humming a little song to myself as I was watching the spring game on Saturday.
What's the song?
Everything is fine. Boop, 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 boop. Everything is fine. Boop, 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 boop. Except the offensive line. Boop, 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 boop.
No.
Everything is fine. I was humming. I couldn't get that out of my head. on Saturday. Everything was fine. You know, quarterback had, they had moments. Every quarterback had a moment of good, and every quarterback had at least one moment where they either missed an open touchdown or threw the ball right to a guy.
Right.
You know, but look, both things can be true, because I heard some people say after the game, wow, that Buckeye defensive line. Yes, they could be very, very good. I have high hopes, as I've had for the last 20 years, really, for this Buckeye defensive line. However, we just saw an offensive line group last season that did not develop well. And Ryan Day made it a priority during the offseason to shake that up and move things around. Now, again, it's the spring game. It's not August. I'm aware of it. But so far, we have not seen that come together. Ryan Day said after the game, yeah, we're not there yet, which is coach speak for, yeah, we suck right now.
Well, and the good news is, to your point, they don't have any games to play for at least another, you know, 4.5, 5 months. So that's right. It's okay that they're not there quite yet. But the fears that, you know, fans have that the offensive line isn't going to come together by the time that it's supposed to, that your quarterback play is going to be mediocre, as some have said in the past, that those are the worries that you have long term, right? That coming out of the spring game, you didn't see dominant performances for certain parts of this team that you wanted to.
It was windy, though.
Well, right.
It was windy.
Good news is it's never windy in the Big Ten. You never play any games
where
there could be
wind. I'm just saying,
that
spring game was windy like it's champagne.
Right.
Champagne in November. Don't even try and throw the ball too windy.
Juice Williams also was at the spring game for some reason out of nowhere.
That was here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that was
right.
Here
that's
where
right.
Juice Williams could not be stopped, even though he kept running the same play over and over and over again.
Yeah. So let me be clear, because I'm sure some of you are listening to at least my part of this and saying, wow, you're negative. Like, oh my God, don't you know we've got all these great talented transfers in? A lot of them didn't play a ton in this spring game.
Yes, I do
have
know.
Faith and all that stuff. I do have faith that they're going to be one of the best teams in college football. Have they not been that the last few years? They have been. I have faith they're going to be a really good defense, and I hope a really good offense. The question is, we're past all that in the Ryan Day tenure, are we not?
Yes.
So what most fans like myself are thinking is, I don't care how good you look in spring. I don't care how good you look in fall camp. I don't care how many portal victories you won. I care about a few games in the regular season, mostly that involve a team from up north. I care that you make the Big Ten championship and win it. And then I care that you go on to the college football playoffs and you win those games. That's where we're at this point in the relationship with Ryan Day. So even if, yes, everybody had come out and thrown darts, I would probably still say, all right, pump the brakes. Doesn't matter. It's the spring game. But we didn't see that even to give us a glimpse of maybe this quarterback situation will be okay.
Everything is fine. Do. It's catchy, right, Teddy?
It is. I like it.
Yeah,
it
makes you want to dance.
Everything is fine. Do.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
How you doing over there, Timmy? Been rather quiet today.
Oh, we're good, boys. How are you today?
I just miss you. That's all.
Yeah.
Bone?
I'm glad you're here.
Want to hear some more bad production?
Yeah, what do you got over there?
Well, this is when they were introducing Thursday Night Football on Fox. They were interviewing announcers. They were auditioning announcers.
Sure.
And so we have Evan Turner and Guy Fieri. We have Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp. Those are the two we haven't heard from.
Let's
yet.
Go with that second option.
Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp. All right, here you go. Sure.
Okay, it looks like the Browns and the Colts, they are scoreless here. We are midway through the second quarter, First Energy Field. This is pathetic. The Browns have the ball, but no one cares. No one's watching.
Yeah, the yellow line is not official, yeah.
Okay, who was the ad genius that came up with the idea that some washed-up singer should be on with me, the sports pope, as I do a football game? Now, granted, no one's watching this garbage, okay? But why are you here? What do you even do here?
Check out these Color Rush uniforms, sports pope, yeah!
Yeah, that's what the people want to hear about, the Color Rush
Color
uniforms.
Color Rush!
Second down, I don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Browns. They're terrible, but he just threw an incomplete. Oh, look, a delay of game as well. That's good. The play didn't even count because there's delay
play
of game.
Play clock ran down, yeah!
Are you just going to yell in random?
Yeah. Let's go to our officials expert, Mike Pereira. Yeah.
We didn't have the budget for Mike Pereira. There is no Mike Pereira to go to. Maybe you should have come to a production meeting. Maybe that would have helped.
Joe Buck's hair plugs. Yeah.
All right. It's third down, and I'm putting a gun in my mouth. There we go.
That one was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah,
man.
Buddy.
The sandpaper on the genitals.
I noticed you were leaning heavily on the
That's what you had, Scott Stapp.
That was even piss poor by me because that's he doesn't do he does
You're right.
He gets into it. I didn't even get into it
as much as you could have. That's fair.
All right, let's redeem ourselves. Perhaps Evan Turner.
I don't think so.
And Food Network's Guy Fieri.
To Thursday Night Football on Fox. I'm Evan Turner with my partner here, Guy Fieri.
All right, I'm so excited to do football. Yeah!
Packers lead the Bears 17-10 in the third quarter. Packers now with a 1st and 10 on their own 25.
I love Green Bay, man. I love those cheese curds, brother. You get off at the airport and all they've got is cheese, cheese, cheese. Yeah, stopped up for weeks. That's right.
We just missed 3 plays with you talking about cheese.
I like cheese from everywhere. Gouda. I like Gouda cheese a lot. I like to melt that, put some donkey sauce on it. Oh, yeah.
How do you ever go to the bathroom? How are you not clogged up for like 4 weeks at a time for all the cheese you eat?
I got no idea what you said just now, brother, but boy, I love cheese. Wish they had a cheese bowl. Just like a Super Bowl, but with cheese.
We just missed a touchdown because you can't keep your eyes on the field and talking about cheese.
Coming up next on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
This is Thursday Night Football, you a-
Oh, brother, you can't say that on primetime. I know that.
All right, that was slightly better.
Oh, okay.
We enjoyed that one.
Take your word for it.
The peanut gallery enjoyed that one.
Tickling Ted.
All right. The funny thing is, that's my new album, Tickling Ted.
Ted is very ticklish. Most people don't know that.
He is between the thighs.
Like an Elmo doll back here.
It is, really. He's a giggle monster over there.
Man and Bone request that you stick around because the show isn't over yet. More stupidity awaits you on the other side of the break. The Fan.
Yankees radio voice John Sterling is retiring effective immediately. He will be honored at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. We hope he's feeling well, but we've been reliving some of his best moments. Here's one that you and me put together.
Mm-hmm.
This is, here's the backstory here. There was a rumor years ago that Bobby Flay and Giada De Laurentiis from the Food Network were secretly dating.
I mean, and that rumor may have been started by us, may not have been, well, but we definitely perpetuated it because we wanted it to be true.
Then we started to think, well, what if they were sending sexy food text messages to each other?
Yes.
You know, and then we started to think, what if John Sterling and his radio partner, Susan Waldman, were sending sexy food text messages?
Actually, I think it was that they were reading the sexy text messages. That's what this was.
Okay,
they were
whatever it was.
They were reading the Bobby Flay messages. That's, for some reason, we decided that would be a good idea.
All right, so just for the case of full transparency here, Bone played the part of John Sterling.
I think they'll figure this out.
And I was Susan Waldman.
I think they'll figure that out.
I can't stop thinking about you as I spoon out this locally sourced cream corn into a casserole pan.
That's so romantic. I'm pounding out some veal right now, getting ready to lightly saute it in a red wine demi-glace.
You're making me hot. Almost as hot and creamy as this New England clam chowder I had for lunch. It was packed full of potatoes. Just like I'd like to pack you full of potatoes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I think I took it too far.
I'm wearing nothing but cheesecloth right now.
LOL. Sexy. I'm only wearing an oven mitt.
I'll be over soon. I have an appearance at a farmer's market this afternoon.
I can't wait to get you from that farm to this table.
LOL.
Is somebody reading sexy food text? Well, if so, Gaffietti wants to put his breadstick in somebody's foie gras right now. All right.
How did you get in here? And who the hell are you?
I've seen you before. You're the winner, winner, chicken dinner guy.
You know it, brother.
I hate your face.
When we come back, I'm going to teach this broad how to dance. Only on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I remember why we had those two reading text messages from Bobby Flay.
Why?
And Giada De Laurentiis. It doesn't matter. But do you remember when the Dolphins players
were harassing each other? It was Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito.
I think that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Definitely Richie Incognito.
And their text came out.
Yes. And so then we had celebrities read the text messages. And then I think later on, they were one of the celebrity groups that we had reading text messages. So when we found out Bobby Flay and Giada were having a thing, we made up text messages they sent and then had the same dumb bit for a fake text message.
Dumb bit.
A stupid bit.
I got concerned.
You stupid bit. You are such a dumb bit.
You see me turn white over there, Teddy?
How was Brazil? Bad b****s everywhere.
Ridiculous. Best trip of my life, John.
Nice. You have to pay for chicks?
Both. Lots of randoms, lot of hooks.
Damn. I bet they were all on point. You back in Florida now?
Yeah, where you at? Most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
NorCal at Stanford.
How's training going?
Good, bro. Just been out here grinding.
You're getting stronger? You couldn't possibly get any weaker.
Yeah, getting there. At 317 right now.
Nice!
Ha ha ha. I stay swole, bro.
I can't let this go for another 40 seconds.
40 more seconds.
40 more seconds. That was the Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin text conversation.
Yeah, so that inspired the other stupid thing that we did. This is dumb. All of it's dumb.
It's not gonna stop us from playing it some more.
Oh good. What else do we have? I don't even remember what we did, how many times we did this.
Didn't we have
We've done stuff with John Sterling and Susan Waldman. I don't remember what else we did. I know we did some dumb things.
Didn't we have like a Thursday night football audition?
Oh, yes. This was when Thursday night football was going to become a thing and we were auditioning new pairs to be the voice of Thursday night football.
I don't know where it is though.
Well, that's where Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren, I believe, had their big broadcast debut where they were doing the same show. I think. I could be wrong.
All right, here's the Thursday night football audition.
With who?
With Paula Poundstone.
Oh, okay.
And Greta Van Susteren. All
right, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, it's NFL football. How's it going? I'm Paula Poundstone here talking about football with my good colleague, Greta Van Susteren. Thanks, Paula Poundstone. Good to talk with you. Glad we got to finally team up and talk a little football, maybe talk a little politics, talk about anthem protests, whatever you want to talk about. This is one of the greatest things ever. Get to talk with my good friend, Greta Van Susteren. I'm Paula Poundstone. Definitely not Greta Van Susteren. There's definitely two of us definitely in this booth. I don't know about you, Greta Van Poundstone, but I can't tell if I want to make out with you right now or fight you. How about we do both? Well, that was a new experience for me. I don't know about you, but I kind of like that, Paula Poundstone. Yeah, great event session. I think we should do that all the time. Hey, what's going on with the game? I can't think about football when I'm staring right back at you. Me neither.
I want to say the only reason we did any of the other ones was just to do that one. I want to say that's what happened. Was we said, what if we did that? And then we said, we got to do some other ones.
Well, then we had Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren making NFL draft picks.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Number 8 pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Brian Burns, outside linebacker from Florida State. I'm Paula Poundstone. Now here's Greta Van Susteren with the 9th pick in the draft. Oh, thanks, Paula. Definitely a different person for a different pick. I'm Greta Van Susteren and definitely not Paula Poundstone. At number 9, the Buffalo Bills select Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama. Are you still there, Paula Poundstone? You know it, Greta. God, how I've missed you.
It always ends in that.
Does it?
It always ends
I hadn't
in that.
Picked up on that. Yeah. I wasn't sure if maybe there was a turn or a twist in any of these.
Yeah.
Okay. Still didn't find the John Sterling one, huh? That just doesn't exist.
Hey, we made a mistake. So they didn't do a Thursday Night Football edition.
They didn't?
Sterling and Waldman did not do it. Instead, we have Evan Turner and Guy Fieri. We have Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp.
Okay.
We have Jay Burson and Yarmo. And then we had Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren.
Okay, well, we heard that one.
Is there anyone that strikes your fancy?
I mean, Yarmo and Jay Burson would probably be a fun one. Let's hear that.
Okay, here we go.
Seven Saints and Vikings. Drew Brees throws a pass for a first down to Michael Thomas. Hey, Michael Thomas, good Buckeye, my guy. Hello.
Yes, I don't care about the Buckeyes.
You don't care about the Buckeyes?
No, the Buckeyes are not the main attraction, is what I hear. I hear the pros are what the main attraction should be.
Maybe if you played some defense like the Buckeyes, you wouldn't be fifth in the Metro, you piece of shit.
Yes, the defense is the great thing for the Buckeyes. How did the defense do against Iowa?
Oh, now we're going to talk about that again, Yarmo. You couldn't get enough of it out in the pre-production meeting. Now, them fighting words.
Oh, yeah, bring it, little
I'm
man.
I'm going to kill you, Yarmo Kekalago.
This suit is so tight it cut off my circulation, but it will also cut off your head.
I'm jumping rope with your intestines.
That's not my intestine. That is something else.
All right, you win the fight. And life, apparently.
That's right.
I never have seen anything like that in my whole life. Is that a 5.5-foot tapeworm, or you just happen to see me?
You know what I took from that?
What?
The good old days. We were fifth of the Metro.
Yeah. Fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, man.
Fifth in the Metro.
You know what's also great is when you're stupid and you don't have a good memory. Things that you did a while
you laugh
ago.
At your
you hear
own
it,
crap, you're like,
don't oh, you? I forgot we did that.
Oh,
that
was it stupid.
Oh.
If you want more stupid, we'll do it next.
Thanks for being part of our club of degenerates.
And still the phenomenon remains unexplained.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destiny Show. Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, we're about to get fatter. Listen to me.
I'm mad.
I know. I'm so angry right now. I feel like we have this show once a year where we remember all the goodies that exist at International McDonald's.
No, but we hit the mother load with this one.
I've looked at other countries before. I've never seen a menu like McDonald's Spain. First of all, we
have to go.
I mean, half of the sandwiches on here have some sort of cheddar cheese goo.
Mm-hmm.
More than half have bacon.
Yeah. It's all right. So McDonald's in Spain has a whole line of sandwiches called the McExtreme.
McExtreme.
The McExtreme seems to only thing that I can tell that defines all of these sandwiches that keeps them similar is they all have bacon, they all have cheese, and then they have a cheddar goo on them, and then varying levels of what you want. So there's the McExtreme bacon, which is just bacon, cheese, and goo. The McExtreme double bacon, it's a double burger with all that same stuff. The McExtreme Intense Cheddar Double Egg.
Egg. Fried egg.
There's a fried egg on the burger. It has crispy onions on it, bacon, two patties, cheese goo, regular cheese, and a heart attack, and something else. Hofty.
Here are the options.
It's
by
all
the way.
The above. You get in one nice package.
See, for us, you go to McDonald's, you get cheese on your burger, you have one option.
The cheese that they make, they only get the one cheese. That's it.
And I'm not here to knock American cheese,
love it.
But
love it.
You can have American cheese on your product, in Spain. You can have Gouda.
Oh.
Queso Gouda.
Sure.
And cheddar cheese goo. Molten cheddar, if you want.
Okay.
Plus, they don't just have bacon. You can put bacon on a sandwich. There you go. They also have bacon aioli.
Oh.
Bacon mayo that they put on the bacon sandwiches.
Listen to me. They have what they call a chicken mayo, which is, as far as I can tell, is a McChicken. Correct? It's chicken, it's lettuce, and it's mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay? They have a chicken mayo, they have a double chicken mayo, and they have a triple chicken mayo.
Absolutely they do.
McDonald's corporate headquarters, what is stopping you from doing this now in America? Just put the McChicken there and say double or triple is an option.
I know there are people saying, well, you can go there and you can order it like this. Yeah, but can you? First of all, they're going to charge you out the ass, probably.
Right.
Second of all, you probably have people who are going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. You want triple McChicken? What does that mean?
Right.
Does that mean triple mayo as well as the...
No, I don't want that.
You got to hold people's hands. Look, I did get a text on the burner phone from someone. It says, just go to McD's and say you want a Big Mac made with chicken. It's easier said than done. You know, they're not going to know how to charge you for that. You're going to have to explain that you want it with the McChicken patties and not the McCrispy patties. Now, he did give me, Kyle was the one who sent me this. He did give me this idea, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Order a quarter pounder with cheese with no ketchup or mustard. Add double tartar sauce. It's like a Frisch's Big Boy.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
That sounds good.
Oh, that's a great idea.
If you're a tartar sauce fan like I am, that's scratching me right where I itch.
Have you guys seen... Have you clicked on the dessert tab yet?
Let me tell you something.
For this menu,
we can do a whole show.
McDonald's in Spain.
On McDonald's Spain desserts.
Okay. This is one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in my life, because when we were in Scotland, you've got to stop in a McDonald's. If you ever go on an international trip, not like you're going to throw away some of your nice meals that you're going to have, but stop in the McDonald's.
Eat every meal there.
To just
there,
get a read on it and grab a snack or something to see what it feels like.
I want to eat like the locals do. Well, this is how the locals eat.
Yeah, it's McDonald's.
That's right. How do locals eat here? They eat a lot of fast food. Guess what most people do in other countries? They eat a lot of fast food too.
They have interesting items for their McFlurries. And they had this one... Bone, I told you about this cookie. It's long since been the airplane cookie. You can find it around. It's the Lotus Biscoff.
Oh, I love that cookie, yes.
What is it? It's almost like a ginger snap type of thing. It's crispy,
but
it's fluffy, it's airy.
It's not a ginger cookie.
No, it's just, it's more like caramel type of hints.
It's got a buttery note to it.
Look at the McFlurry that is the Lotus Biscoff. They had that in Scotland.
Oh,
I saw it. I didn't get it. They've got it at the one in Spain. It looks marvelous. It's got the cookies. It's got caramel drizzle. It's in a clear cup. The presentation is different.
This menu, they are taking us for granted.
No, Spain is killing it. McDonald's
right
now.
We are their number one market. We are the home of McDonald's, and they are giving all the great stuff to Spain.
Oh, absolutely right. But you know what? I respect the game, Spain. I'm not mad at you. You guys have convinced McDonald's to give you, you're like, I'm sorry, we refuse to eat this product unless you give us top-notch stuff. And McDonald's is like, challenge accepted. For example, they have a thing, have you ever seen Magdalenas? They're in Spain, they're like a little Spanish pastry, they're like a, almost like a
cake. Got a filling in it?
No, this does not have a filling. This is just like a cake that comes in like a muffin kind of shape is what it
got you. Like just a miniaturized cake.
Yeah. They have instead of a Magdalena, they have a McDalena, because it's McDonald's, of salted caramel icing on top of this, or frosting. Which one is it? I forget. Frosting?
It doesn't matter. We know.
And then they have a McDalena chocolate, which is a chocolate cake with chocolate icing on it.
Mm. So these are like their own version of cupcakes.
Yes.
Fresh baked, I hope.
They have mini cronuts. Remember the croissant donuts that everyone was freaking out about years? They have those. You can buy mini ones with different flavors.
Oh, man.
White chocolate or chocolate.
Oh.
They actually have like a croissant if you
want
one.
I have to stop by DK Diner. I know they have a cronut.
They have little, I don't even know what you would call these. They're like little donut holes, but they're filled with cream. They have...
And Nutella.
They have the Lotus Biscoff one.
Oh.
They have a chocolate one. They have a white chocolate. They have cake pops. This is at McDonald's.
I don't want to alarm you.
Yeah.
Look at the sides where they have the fries.
Oh, okay.
First of all, they have regular McDonald's fries. They also have patatas deluxe, which is like seasoned potato wedges.
Listen, buddy.
They have McShaker fries, Timmy. Sour cream, where you can have different seasonings you put on the fries.
Hold on, I'm looking for the sides. Timmy, your McTatas deluxe are a little different, so don't look at those. That's on your
patatas.
Instagram.
Patatas.
Yeah.
Patatas.
Patatas.
Oh, I like the patatas.
Yeah, so they have, that's interesting. They have a pack that you get for the fries, where it's in like a foil, it looks like a foil bag, like what you would get at Chick-fil-A for a sandwich.
And it's potato
wedges.
Oh,
They put the fries in that, and then they give you a seasoning that you can dump on it, close the bag, shake it up.
McShakers.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are we doing, McDonald's?
They also have bone-in chicken wings.
Oh, I see this. They have a share box where you can get 10 nuggets and 10 wings combined. Together.
25 nuggets in a little boat.
What
a 25 pack.
What are we doing?
What is happening?
What are we doing?
What is the gazpacho drink?
I don't know. I'll try that.
It's like a tomato juice.
Nah, I don't want that.
You're right. The amount of McFlurries they have is insane. They have Oreo. They have Kit Kat. They have the Lotus Biscoff.
You see the Milky Bar?
I don't even know what that is, but I want it.
A Nestle Milky Bar in a McFlurry.
It's white chocolate. Even their ice cream cone. It comes in a waffle cone.
Yeah. It's all better.
Our McDonald's aren't even close to this.
No.
Dude.
This is a fine restaurant.
Okay, again, I realize there's differences in cultures and different foods, right? They have in their McCafe section where they have like the coffee and the sweets like we have here, except their sweets are way better. They have a savory option. The savory is toast, where they will give you like tomato sauce and ham on toast, if that's what you want. Apparently, that's a thing there. You can also get butter toast with peach or strawberry jam. You can get toast with oil and tomato. What are we doing?
Did you see they have chicken bites?
This is McDonald's?
Yeah. They have popcorn chicken.
Have you looked at the Magdalena chocolate?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I'm sorry.
I was distracted. It's okay.
They have a salted caramel one, too.
I'm telling you right now, if you went to a McDonald's in Spain and attempted to order the food, you would probably go, this is a little bit of a higher up place. Like, you would feel like, I don't know, honey, should we slum it at Panera or Starbucks or go to an elevated dining experience known as McDonald's?
I got to tell you,
that's unbelievable.
We're going to Spain
right now. I'm quitting this show.
You know what?
I'm just going.
Show's over.
Man and Bone worked hard all week to bring you seconds of quality entertainment. We've stretched that into 2 hours. Stay tuned. This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
it's a very special show today, Bone.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's Wild Card Wednesday.
I know that's why it's special.
It's also Jeff Rimmer's retirement party today.
Oh, yeah.
No response? Nothing?
No, you're right. It is. I'm excited about it. I actually, as you said that, saw a tweet to us that's...
I mean, we had been on the air for a whole 5 seconds. I can see why your mind would wander.
No, it's Wild Card Wednesday. I'm trying to figure out which one to start with. I didn't know you were coming back to me so soon. But yes, we're happy to have Rims in. I'm excited for Rims to be here.
Me too.
We really planned a huge thing for him, which means I sent Jen Winters to the store to get a large chocolate chip cookie cake for him.
They didn't have any.
Like a couple hours before, they didn't have those, so she got a regular cake. And then the people who decorate the cakes had already left by the time.
But we're going to decorate it.
Yeah, so Jen is actually right now decorating a cake as we speak in the back.
I was going to do something even bigger. Like, we were going to do a whole This Is Your Life thing and talk to people from Rimmer's childhood and everything, but most of them were dead. And then some of their kids were even dead. So, and the ones that were alive wanted nothing to do with Jeff Rimmer.
Right. And so, we don't have the numbers of people like Cal Ripken, you know.
And let's face it, Cal and Wayne Gretzky, they recorded those videos at gunpoint.
Or under the presumption that one of their, like in Cal's case, that his mother would be kidnapped again. May she rest in peace.
I did call Bobby Orr.
Yeah?
And he said, I've been trying to get that SOB to lose my number for 35 years. So you don't want to come on the show today, Bobby? Hell no is what he said.
Sounds like no.
Yes.
Okay.
So Rimmer's party will start at 5 o'clock, promptly at 5.
Okay. I'm excited.
It will
for
be a
Rims
whole lot nicer
in.
Than this.
I promise. Yes, of course it will be. I do have a wild card to start us off, and this is the one that stumped me earlier and had me kind of flummoxed right as we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
This is from AJ, who says, "My guys, where do you think Tim Hall ranks in the Tim Hall, like the Tim Hall of Fame? You've got Duncan, McGraw, Lincecum, Kirkjian, the Toolman, Tebow, etc. I'm thinking Tim is at least top 50. Tim Hall,
no, he's not
in the Tim Hall.
No, he's not top 50. Tim's a very common name.
Well, all right. We gotta think about. Well, I mean, first off, I think there's a whole book of the Bible named Timothy. I'd assume that guy probably on the list higher than Tim.
I think we exclude Timothy's.
Oh, you gotta go by Tim.
You gotta go by Tim. So, like, Wing Star Tim Daly
allowed.
He'd be allowed.
But Timothy Oliphant is a name not allowed because nobody calls him Tim Oliphant. Or if they do, we don't know that professionally.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's not in the top 50.
Well, Tim Duncan, clearly. Tim McGraw.
We're really going to do this?
I'm saying Lincecum, Kirkjian, Toolman, Tebow, those are all ahead of him. I don't know how many others we have to get to, but yeah, it's
now
a ways.
I have to Google famous
people named Tim.
Famous.
Tiny?
Tim.
Tiny Tim. He's, yeah, that's right.
Tim Burton.
He's up there.
Tim Curry.
Yes.
Tim Conway.
No offense, I love Tim Conway. I love Timmy Hall, but Tim Conway is a Tim legend. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
This says Timothy McVeigh. Now, he's famous for a bad reason, but we're
you know what?
He's Timothy McVeigh.
Tim Hall is higher on the Tim Hall than Tim McVeigh.
Not in terms of infamy. If we're not grading people on character here.
But that's, we don't want infamy. We want, like, the greatest Tims of all time. Tim is a better Tim than Tim McVeigh.
Well, everybody's a better Tim than Tim McVeigh, but we're talking about famous, I thought.
No, it's just the Hall. Well, it is Hall of Fame. You're right. That is literally the definition is fame. He's more famous than Tim Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of.
There's bad baseball player Tim Anderson.
Well, he's more known for getting knocked the F out, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Timmy.
There's Tim Allen. Did you say that one?
We said Tim the
Toolman. Well,
Tool
Tim Man. The Toolman. Right. Tool okay. Tim Allen is the same guy. Yeah, that's right. Tim Hardaway and Tim
That's
Hardaway
right.
Jr. He had a son that both played in the NBA.
And he goes by Timmy a lot, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Who else? We're forgetting so many Tims.
Did you say Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Son of Tug.
Former SNL cast member Tim Meadows.
Yep. There you go. That's a good one.
Bo knows this one. Tim Richmond.
Hell yeah. NASCAR driver. Gone too soon.
Who was married to Susan Sarandon for a long time.
Oh, Tim Robbins. Yes, of course. That's a good one. What other Tims do we have?
Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple.
What about Tim Burton, who directs all the weird?
I said that one.
You did that one? Okay.
There's a lot of Tims, is what we're saying.
How about Tim Horton? I mean,
Tim Horton.
Donuts.
Tim, yeah.
Just go.
You got some Tims right there.
I just came back
from Timmy H's.
Former Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown?
Tim Brown,
of course.
Did he win a Heisman?
Did he win the Heisman?
I want to say he did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, look at Ted with just the know-it-all recall.
How about the River Thames?
That's River Thames?
It's not spelled Tim.
T-H-A-M-E-S.
Oh, man. Are you in River Tam right now?
Tim River Scott Thames. Is the senator from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Did you say Tim Curry, actor?
Yeah, I said that.
All right, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Why are we? I feel like
another
so
actor,
many,
Tim Roth.
Who's Tim Roth?
Wait a minute. Am I thinking of?
No, he's an actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Roth, is he in all of the Quentin movies? That's the guy, right?
Bone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous American goaltender of all time?
Oh yeah. That's
Timmy Howard.
Tim Howard.
Yeah,
Tim
baby.
Howard.
Yeah, of course.
Tim Matheson.
Tim Lincecum.
Pitcher. Yep.
We got
that.
Okay.
We got that. That's all right.
Tim McCarver.
Yes. All right. Now I think we've got one to debate.
Hall
here.
Of Famer Tim Raines.
Rock yeah. Reigns.
Yeah. What about, Rock. And I hate to bring him up, Tim Biakabatuka.
Tishomanga?
Again, infamous.
Infamous for like.
On the same level as Tim McVeigh for me.
Sure.
Same thing.
Yeah. I don't think quite that level, but
right,
I
got
understand.
A big scandal. As much as this is fun, just no, to name
come on,
Tim's,
are we gonna, I mean, we're not going to do this for the rest of the
this
show.
This has got 24 share written all over
we're
it.
Not
as much fun as this is. Yeah. All right, thank you. We're all done. We're all done, Teddy.
Oh, are we done, love? Is that so?
Oh, who is this?
This is Duchess Kumquat, darling. Where's Lizzie when I want to talk to her? Has she arrived?
Are we really doing this
we
now?
We know Lizzie is often arriving at all times, if you know what I mean, at the station. Have you gotten off the Viggo Mortensen Express, love, or are you still riding that?
Let me tell you, there's something to be said about acting like a lady. Kumquat has never done it.
Oh, that's not what you said last night. Just kidding. Anyway, I did have this question for you, love.
What do you want?
Do you recall, because I was discussing with a dear friend of mine, years ago when we were approached by Lord Beaverqueef? You remember Lord Beaverqueef? Who had asked us about one of our favorite games we used to play, darling, at the country club. Raunchy adult spackling, if you remember. We got the buckets out and the paddles. Did you remember that time I used to...
I have it on that? Good authority. That Lord... Is it Lord...
Lord Beaverqueef, Lord darling. You know, Liz, we love Lord Beaverqueef. Oh, many a day... Maybe I used to spread that spackle love all over the place.
I can't. That's enough. I can't. Hey, Teddy, this ain't one of them. Jesus.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
You got the best today because Jeff Rimmer's here.
Yeah.
Jeff Rimmer, we celebrate his retirement. When last we left you, he was about to tell us a story about how in 1984, him and Pete Rose got into an almost rumble in the clubhouse in Montreal.
He backed off immediately. He saw me coming. He took a look at the guns.
Or you could tell the real story.
Real story is, anyway, let me back up here. So I talked to Pete, and I said, hey, you provide the intangibles with this young team in the early 80s. We were dominant, excuse me. And he said, great, what do I have to do? I said, just join me once a week on the hot stove. He said, ah, no problem. No, that'd be great. So anyway, 3 weeks in, Charles Bronfman, the Seagram's Empire heir, he announced several weeks after listening to me, he also owned our radio TV station as well as the Expos, I don't care what Rimmer says, we are not signing Pete Rose. And lo and behold, on January 19th, I've got the picture, me 100 pounds heavier, and Pete Rose in a number 14 Expos uniform signing. And, of course, he said at the time, Rimmer's paying half his salary. Kind of. Anyway, we go ahead to spring training, and that was really my first look at the real Pete Rose and all his gambling interests, because Gary Carter was celebrating a birthday. We're all in West Palm at training camp or spring training. And Gary had this party with all kinds of tables set out in Palm Beach Gardens. And wouldn't you know it, on each of those tables were betting sheets for the players to pick their March Madness teams.
Sure.
And there were a few other side bet opportunities, and Pete was just kind of raking it all in. So that was my first exposure to Pete in gambling. Fast forward. Team gets off to not a very good start. Doug Flynn, part of that red machine, big red machine, and of course very close with Pete, says that guy Rimmer is the most negative guy around. And specifically, I might have been negative about him because Rodney Scott, fleet-footed leadoff hitter who could hit and steal bases, also was a second baseman, was better than Doug. And Doug finally got tired of sitting on the bench, and he... On a Thursday night, after a newspaper story in the Montreal Gazette Thursday morning said, play me or trade me. So they put him in as a defensive replacement because he was very strong defensively, good glove. And he makes two errors and we lose to the Pirates, 5-4, after those two errors. Coincidentally, I had a weekend guest by the name of David Lander, better known by Laverne and Shirley fans as Squiggy. So he is a big Pirates fan.
I just want to point out.
We're just going
talking,
everywhere right
no, no,
now.
No. We're talking about you working with the Seagram's heir to get Pete Rose to another country. And in the middle of talking about that and talking crap to a guy on the big red, who was on the Big Red Machine, Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley just rolls into this story.
Well,
only Rimmer could have a story like this, folks. Well, that's what I'm saying. You've lived a life that only you could have, a story with all these different intangibles.
I've been asked to write a book by several people.
I would read it.
Anyway, Squiggy, David Lander, is a huge Pittsburgh Pirate fan and actually owns, or did own, he's passed away, owned part of their minor league team in Portland, Oregon. And I invited him and his wife from Los Angeles to come up because he treated us so well. We went out and watched a couple tapings of Laverne and Shirley because my wife's from L.A. And so he and his wife came up for four-game weekend series. So Friday night, I host the post-game show in the restaurant at Olympic Stadium named Salon 76. So after the game and after Flynn, who demanded to be traded, makes two errors, Rose steps up and says, that guy Rimmer is the most negative talk show guy, the most negative baseball broadcaster I've ever been around. This is headlines on Friday in all the English and French papers. So I go to Pete in the clubhouse in the afternoon, and I said, Pete, what's this? And of course, he said he was misquoted, taken out of context, call it what you want. And I said, well, Pete, I'm not going to be misquoted because at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm opening up the pregame with a commentary. I'll tape it, and you and I will have a listen to it. Fast forward, I'm upstairs doing the pregame and do my commentary. Pete has everybody in the clubhouse listening at 6 o'clock. So I do the commentary. Pete tells the players after the game. By the way, Expos won that game Friday night. And I'm in the Salon 76 with Squiggy, David Lander. And in comes, after Pete tells the players, I'm calling Rimmer and I'm going to call him out. So Pete calls. The producer says, producer Ted says, hey, Pete's on the phone. He wants to come on the show. So I said, put him on. Squiggy, this is great. Tommy Lasorda would never call Dodger talk in Los Angeles. And here we are, Expos talk, and Pete Rose is calling. That's the way he talked.
Thanks, so, Rims.
Squiggy.
I got it. I know, it's so great. This is awesome.
So anyway, Rose calls and he says, hey, Rimmer, I want an apology. And I say, for what? He says, you're trying to ruin my reputation I've spent all these years in baseball building up. I say, Pete, tell me where I am wrong. Anyway, just apologize. No, I'm not apologizing. We go back and forth. He just ends up slamming the phone down. Saturday, we're the NBC game of the week, so I'm off Saturdays. But I do go in and do my post-game stuff because I'm stringing for the U.S. networks, making an extra few bucks. So I walk in the clubhouse, and there's Jim Wilford and Chris Spire, who later was a bench coach here for Cincinnati shortly after I arrived here years ago now. And they're standing with boxing gloves. And all these guys are my buddies. We're friends. I travel with them. We hang out together. So I walk in the clubhouse, and Wolford and Spire have these boxing gloves, and they start, Pete, 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 Rimmer, 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 Pete, 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 Rimmer, Rimmer, Rimmer. Anyway, I walk up to Pete. I've got the cassette. I said, Pete, listen to this, and you tell me where I am disparaging you. You tell me where I'm ripping you. You tell me where I'm trying to ruin your reputation. Anyway, he's sitting at his cubicle, sitting on his comfortable chair, and throws out a couple of expletives and get away. Meantime, the players are still, Pete, 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 Rimmer, 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 trying to make light of all this. Next thing I know, he stands up and grabs me by the neck, but he got my brand new Montreal Canadiens golf shirt that I just purchased at the store.
You didn't purchase anything.
Anyway, I purchased this beautiful new shirt, and I was not going to let Pete hit me. So I hit the ground. The shirt is, the cuff, the collar is ripped, and I hit the ground. Over comes Flynn and starts kicking me. Well, Gary Carter, may he rest in peace, comes over, and he picks up Flynn, throws him against the locker. John McHale, the president of the Montreal Expos, walks in at this precise moment. What is going on here? He's yelling at Bill Verdon, then the manager, former Pirates manager, now Expos manager. this guy, Rimmer, me, is the greatest ambassador we have, and what is going on here? Well, coincidentally, the radio television station was sold to Mr. Jean Pouliot, French-Canadian, terrific man. Bronfman had sold the radio TV station, and Mr. Pouliot demands an apology. I wish there were cameras or even cell phones back in those days, because you know what? I might have owned the Montreal Expos or a lot more. So Pete was summoned to the owner's box Sunday morning. I was summoned along with Mr. Pouliot and our general manager and program director, and Pete apologized. So Pete was great. He said he was just trying to rally the team, and I was so close to all the players, this was his way to get the team rallied, if you can believe it. 2 weeks later, Pete calls me. He says, Rimmer, I owe you one. I say, yeah, what's up? He says, I'm being released by the Expos. I'm going back to Cincinnati as playing manager. The rest is history. And now you know the rest of the story. So, wow. Pete, so a couple of years later, when Vegas comes in the National Hockey League, Jody Shelley, my great broadcast partner, and Bob McElligott, the radio broadcaster here on 97.1, they wanted to meet Pete. So we knew he's signing autographs in Vegas. So we walked down to the casino where Pete is, and Jody says, as we walk in, Pete recognizes me right away. Hey, Jeff, what are you doing here? Oh, yeah, I know. There's a hockey game. So, and Pete's a pretty knowledgeable hockey fan. So Jody says, Pete, Rimmer's told us all the stories. And Pete says, without batting an eyelash, whatever Jeff Rimmer tells you is true.
Wow.
And so
amazing.
Pete's talked to my son several times over the years because my son's doing a lot of memorabilia stuff. And yeah, Pete and I are fine.
All right. Great story. And in typical Rimmer fashion, it was 16 minutes long. Yeah.
Did you have a sitcom from the 80s that you enjoyed, Rims? Alf, was that one that you ever watched?
My kids watched it, so okay. I joined them in watching it. But I was kind of partial to Laverne and Shirley and my boy Squiggy.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Look at that.
And the Fonz. How about the Fonz?
How about them?
I kind of look like the Fonz.
You do?
Got the long flow hair.
Did you ever get to talk to the Fonz? You've talked to a lot of celebrities. You ever talk to Henry Winkler?
I met him at a taping one night of Laverne and Shirley in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
There you go.
But I wouldn't say that we were buddies, not like some of my other close personal friends.
Well,
What about Hollywood friends for you? We already heard about Squiggy.
Yeah, well, I heard you guys talking about Harrison Ford yesterday.
Was I wrong?
No, not at all. You were 100% correct. One of the greatest actors in history that I had the good fortune of meeting through my father-in-law, because he did a lot of work for him, and he was one strange bird, but a wonderful actor, was Marlon Brando. I've never dropped his name before. But I went off, and in the 6 months that I lived in L.A., after we left Canada, because Farrell couldn't take the winters in Edmonton when it was 40 below for 2 months, I often went with my father-in-law on some of his business calls because, frankly, I wasn't working at the time. I had a weekend TV sports job at KHJ Channel 9, so off during the week, I would often accompany my father-in-law, who wanted me to get into the business, but I wanted to be a broadcaster, and as you know, specifically a hockey broadcaster. So I often accompanied him on some of his trips and met Marlon Brando, but he didn't really have much to say to me. He was more interested in talking to my father-in-law about some project that he was putting together in his massive estate.
All right, listen to me. We're out of time, okay?
Mary Tyler Moore, Grant Tinker, the husband.
Yes.
Then
we're out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's extend the show to the next hour.
The hour has just flown by.
It has.
But I want to tell you something. I'm proud of you, all right?
Why are you proud of me?
Because you've done more in your career. Look, I sit here, I make fairly casual observations, right? What the hell am I doing? You get to go out there and be the soundtrack to people's live sports experience.
You're trying to make me cry like you promised at 3 o'clock?
No.
Yeah, I think he is trying to do that.
I'm just saying we have a lot of nonsense on this show.
Yes, you have.
Okay?
And I'm sure it'll continue.
But we have to be serious for a second. I love you. I'm proud of you. Okay?
Thank you.
And I never want you to forget that. And I'm so glad that you did not become my father-in-law. Do you remember the time that you tried to set me up with your daughter?
That's true.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I would have been a great father-in-law to you. Probably, well, no. I know your father-in-law. He's a wonderful man.
He is a wonderful man.
Yeah.
But I don't think we could have the type of relationship that we have.
I would have been a great substitute,
though. Would you let me call you dad?
Sure I would.
Would you?
Wow. If you were married to my daughter, sure, why not?
What about just now? Just, I'm not, but.
No.
What about Pappy? Can I call you Pappy?
No.
What about Daddy? No?
Oh.
No.
Well, when I put that Rimmer t-shirt on tonight, Kristen's going to be calling somebody Daddy.
Okay. There we go.
She'll be wondering where Jeff Rimmer is.
Mm. All right. You're my guy. You know that.
And okay? You're my guy. You guys are my guys.
I know.
Thanks, Rims. Know.
Thank you for everything.
And you look great in that t-shirt.
Well, thank you. It's T-Bone the looks face awesome. On the front of it. There you go.
Wear it proudly.
I plan to.
All right, we're back tomorrow without Rimmer. He's not allowed.
Why not? I'm still in town. I can come back and make another appearance.
We've emotionally done it all today.
Emotionally?
Yes.
So you're the one that's crying, not me.
Physically, we haven't done nearly enough. We haven't done nearly enough physically.
6 to 8 months, we'll talk.
I'll be ready.
Or next week.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
See you next week.
All right.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up after the break. Don't leave. I can see you. There's nothing better than this anyway. That's clearly a lie. The fact.
I like that your endorsements are now killing us off. You've got endorsements that basically have put an end date, an expiration date on our lives. Thank you for that.
Not the next one. Next segment. Pee-pee, no working.
Oh, there's no expiration date on that.
Absolutely right. Not. Absolutely not. All right. So Jake Diebler, his contract terms have become public. I always like the little perks, little extras.
Okay.
Because you would think, well, he's making millions of dollars a year. He can afford to buy the finer things in life. He can, but he doesn't need to. Here's why. The contract also includes a $1,200 monthly automobile stipend.
Oh,
12
nice.
Tickets to each Ohio State football game and 30 tickets to each Ohio State basketball game. 30 tickets.
Well, I'm sure some of those are. Well, I don't know. I can't say that. I'm not sure of it.
They're all going to Bo Bishop. Put your feet on the floor, Bo. Diebler's on the phone.
No, I was going to say, and I'm probably wrong. I wonder how many of those are for like use for recruiting purposes. Maybe that's not what they're used for. I don't know. Could just be for like friends and family or anybody else he wants to.
That's just
to.
A lot of tickets. 30 tickets.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
The contract also states that Diebler will have up to 40 hours of private jet use for recruiting visits and other Ohio State business, as well as up to 15 hours for personal use. Diebler will also receive a full golf membership with paid monthly dues at an agreed upon Columbus area golf course.
Nice.
Yeah. I also would like use of the Tegna private jet.
No kidding.
One of us on this show has flown private, Teddy.
Multiple times.
And it ain't you and me.
Multiple nope. times. Yeah.
To Bowen, I mean, over here.
Yes. I can tell you about the process if you ever need any tips.
I would love to know about the process, but
you
want to
learn
saying.
Firsthand.
Now, I was offered a private flight once. I turned it down.
Well.
Because it was Platinum Fox and all his drunk buddies.
Yeah.
I think going to Vegas or a bowl game or something. And I knew that I'd have to babysit all these idiots.
Well, then, yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, is you enjoy a beverage.
I enjoy a beverage.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to piss my pants.
Like, I enjoy a beverage, but if I'm drinking with Andre the Giant, I don't really enjoy the beverage.
Just like Andre the Giant, Platinum Fox would crap in the tub. But for a different reason.
Well,
Andre actually had a practical reason. He couldn't fit on the toilet.
Right.
Platinum Fox just doesn't know where the toilet is.
I'm just saying, if you're drinking with someone and you're not as much of the way there that they are, it's not enjoyable.
No. Because I'll be there trying to enjoy the private jet experience, and instead I got, hey!
Yeah.
Pee-pee no working! Do the commercial!
Yeah, right.
Come on!
That's a thing, by the way. People don't know that. That's happened more than once to you and to me, where people have said, do one of your spots for me.
Absolutely.
Right now. And it's like, in this room that we're in, like, you can hear them on the air.
I remember years ago, I did commercials for Discount Drug Mart.
I remember that.
Are they still alive?
I think they exist.
I don't know.
They're more of a Northeast Ohio thing.
They were,
we
but
still
then
have
they,
them here.
They came down here. I don't know if they're still alive.
Well,
but they don't do anything with me, so hell with them.
Okay.
But I did the commercials for a while, and I would read like whatever they told me to read.
Yeah, sure.
And I'd mention things that they sold. One appearance I was at, somebody came and just handed me a bag of crap.
Oh.
And I said, what is this? And they said, oh, don't you know? It's everything you mentioned in your latest Discount Drug Mart commercial.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a good way to bust you. I like that. That's funny.
I don't know. Yeah. I read what they give me. See, back then I used to. Now, they have no control over me. You can tell by the spots.
Mm, that's right.
I got people calling me complaining after I do the spots.
See, I wish someone would come up to one of my events and do the same thing and be like, here's a bunch of pills for erectile dysfunction and a new Mustang. And I'd be like, why? Thank you. I give me both of those. You know me, Mike. Blue pills and blue ovals. That's all I do.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
You are?
It's literally called Blue Chew.
Oh, yes. I didn't know we were dueling.
Oh, we're pee-pee dueling
medication.
Yeah.
This is like Summerall and Madden.
Mm-hmm. I know. I asked them if they cared, and they said, no, it's good.
Because Madden was Ace yeah. Hardware, mm-hmm. and Summerall was True Value, right?
Aren't those the same? Ace, no. True Value?
I think maybe they merged.
Oh, they merged, probably because yes. of those two. Probably after
but
that.
At one time, they were competitors.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you got your pee-pee, I got my pee-pee thing.
That's right.
Maybe try both, see which one works better.
Or, you know, never cross the streams, however you feel.
I hear some contract incentives too, that too, for Jake Diebler. If you win a Big Ten Conference Championship or your co-champion, $25,000.
All right.
Big Ten Tournament title, $50,000. Go to the first round of the tourney, NCAA Tournament, $25,000. Sweet 16, $50,000. Elite Eight, $75,000. Final Four, $100,000. Win the national championship, $250,000. Plus, they rip up this current contract and give you millions more money.
That's if you read that and go, wouldn't winning a national championship at Ohio State and Ben's basketball be worth more than yes. $250,000?
You'll get your $250 and a brand spanking new deal.
Yeah, it would be. He will get an extra $20 million absolutely. In contract money. Yeah.
If you are Big Ten or National Coach of the Year, $50,000. And they have to do stuff like this, too. If your team GPA is 3 to 3.4, $50,000. If your team GPA is 3.5 or more, $100,000.
All right. So these are all the numbers that eventually lead you to, well, if he did all of this, then the total value is like this number.
I wonder if there's like one guy. Like maybe you got a bunch of smart guys mm-hmm. on the team, right?
Yeah.
But there's one guy who's just getting by.
Right.
I mean, he's doing enough to stay eligible, but he's not bringing up that GPA.
He's not helping you with your 25 or right. 50 grand.
If that guy studied just a little bit harder, I wonder if coach sits him down and says, hey, man, you're costing me money. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe hit the books once in a while. Because all these other guys right here, they're fine. You're the only one costing me money. You're taking what did I say?
$100,000. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe the team GPA is 3.4. Instead of the 3.5. And it's all because of one idiot.
And it's something silly, too. Like, he just refuses to put his name on the paper, and the professor's like, sorry, that's 25 points off.
Now, do you
think it lowers the GPA?
Diebler would lean on the player or lean on the professor?
I mean, I don't know what.
Say, hey.
I can tell you what I would do.
Professor Doc Ock.
Yeah.
If you give a better grade here, I'll split it with you.
I mean, I would.
$50,000 for me, $50,000 for you.
I don't know what Diebler would do. I'd like to believe he'd probably just
highly illegal.
Talk to the player. I would be talking to the professor. Like, what is this class anyway, huh? What is your stupid class? What is it? What's the thing we're doing here? Learning about business administration? What does that even mean? Every business
here's
administrator
some,
I've ever had is
some business administration
sucks.
For you. You want to make $50,000? Yeah. Raise this dude's grade. I'll give it to you.
Hey, you know what I need you guys to do? Next time, work a little harder. Thanks. Business administration. Got it. Glad you're here.
Men and Bone request that you stick around because the show isn't over yet. More stupidity awaits you on the other side of the break. The Fan.
So Dentist Daddy came out last night.
Huh?
I'm the tooth yanker.
Oh, I didn't.
Whenever a tooth needs to be yanked, that's my job.
I wasn't sure if this was a reference to the pad. Like, there's a new line of adult films that you're watching called Dentist Daddy.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing erotic about the dentist. Nothing.
Oh, I'm sure they'll try it.
No.
There's got to be one of those movies that's tried, right?
You got your mouth open. Oh, tongue is all over the place. There's no one who looks at that and says, I'm hot now. Teddy's talking without the microphone.
Ted, I know.
Everything you said just sort of, you know.
It seemed like things that somebody might want to watch.
Nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah,
that's right. Just is disgusting.
Okay.
Sure. Anyway, Samantha had one tooth that was hanging on for dear life. One of her front teeth.
Yeah.
She lost all the teeth around it. She looks like a big giant hillbilly with this crooked tooth.
Yeah.
Hanging down. So I managed to yank that out last night, and now she has no front teeth. Well, she has no canine teeth up there, no front two teeth. She looks like a meth addict.
So you had to pull it out? I've never had to do that for any of my kids' teeth.
No?
Nope. They did. I mean, like, well, at least
I pulled all of them out.
You pull them out?
Yeah, when they're close.
What?
I can feel them. She goes, Daddy, take care of it. And then I take care of it.
My kids are like, they'll go twisted until it, like, you know, I'm sorry, it's kind of gross. They'll, like, rip it out.
No, I know, but she didn't want to rip it out. She has me rip it out.
Ugh. I would pass out if I had to do that.
Come on, man.
I couldn't rip it out.
Tooth.
I couldn't rip it out. I couldn't do it.
I had a dream the night before that I ripped it out and then sucked on it. I don't know why. I was like, time for me to clean this tooth. And I just put it in my mouth and sucked on it.
You're right.
That's a dream.
That's disgusting.
That's not reality.
Ugh. Now,
No, we don't save the teeth.
I mean, do the...
We're not lunatics.
I grew up in a family of lunatics.
I understand that. Here, take a look at this kid. Looks like she's on meth.
Yeah, I see. She's got no teeth. That's good. Yeah. That looks like a lot of my relatives with no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No teeth in the front. That's good. How's that work for food? Like when she's trying to chew, I mean,
it's not good now.
Yeah, I was going to say it probably makes it pretty difficult to get.
It's soft foods, and then she has to angle it so
she's
biting it with the back teeth.
So probably not doing steaks tonight is what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, I understand.
Although steaks are easy, though, because you can just take the fork and move it right to the back right away.
Oh, I see.
When you have to bite something, like a sandwich or a burger.
Yeah, that's true. Corn on the cob, you wouldn't be doing right now for her.
I don't like corn on the cob.
What?
I mean, I like the flavor of it, but I like to cut it off the cob. I don't like to
eat it off the cob?
No, it gets stuck in my teeth. I don't like it.
I know, but they make this thing. It's a wonderful invention called floss.
I understand.
So when you're done eating, you can just floss your teeth.
I don't
want
to hold it in your hand. I like to cut the kernels off the cob and eat it with a fork like a civilized person.
How are you eating the cob? I just want to know. Is it going in, like, vertically, or are you eating it side to side like a typewriter?
Because
I just want to make sure.
Side to side.
All right, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
I know, but I don't like it like that.
All right. Well,
I like to eat with a fork.
You can do whatever you want. My wife is more like you. She likes to cut it all off of there, and then she'll eat it with the fork.
Oh, I'll shovel it in then.
No, but I like to get it right off the cob. I got to do that. That's a part of the fun.
I love corn.
Teddy, are you a corn on the cob guy, or do you just prefer it off the cob?
I'll eat it that way, but I kind of lean towards Mike. I'm not a big fan of just, you know, eating it off the cob like that. I'd rather, you know, have it sort of shredded off or chopped off of there.
That's fair. I understand. I tend to be more of an on the cob guy myself, but you're right. I then, like, two bites in, I go, up, there's one, up, there's another one, and I know I got to go floss right after.
Corn is one of the only items that you can eat that your body just says, I have absolutely no use for this whatsoever, and just spits it out as you ate it.
Right. Again, I got to say, I don't remember a lot of things, I guess, from when I was a kid, but if you told me they changed something with our corn in the last, like, 20 years to where now our bodies have nothing to do with it.
Who are you, Alex Jones now?
No, I'm not.
You're turning the corn gay.
I'm saying
corn's gay. They turned the frogs gay, now the corn's gay.
I don't know. I've only recalled that in the last, like, in my adulthood where I eat corn and then I see it again. I don't recall that as a kid.
Oh, yeah, that was, of course you had it when you were a kid. What are you talking about?
I'm saying I wasn't taking note of what was going on nearly like I do now. Now, I mean,
you're just more observant now.
Well, now I'm looking to see, is everything the right color? Are we all looking healthy? Is everything good down there? And so then I'm obviously saying hello to my corn again. And it does remind me of what's going on with, like, I forget what I had for lunch or dinner the day before. Then next day I'm like, that's right. I did have a bowl with some corn in it.
You know that now we're
in it.
Just in it now. Let me ask this question someone that would know, someone that would know, because I don't know. I mean, I know what happens, but I just don't understand it. So, like, I had three bites of asparagus the other night. Three bites! And I understand it changes the smell of your pee. I get that.
Okay.
But I went and peed 6 minutes later. And it changed the smell of my pee.
Really?
How does it work so quickly?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
How? 6 minutes!
No, I'm like that with, not to the same degree, but where I know it takes time for this stuff to work through your system, but if I go get certain fast food places, I'll leave it at that, there's only one or two that I have this where it's not that I suddenly get the runs, but I definitely am, we got to go. Like it's action time very soon after. And it's only one or two of these fast food places that when I eat it, almost immediately after, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes later.
It's probably not what you just ate. It's probably kicking the other food out that's in
there. I know that. But what I'm saying is I also know that there's no way that could be what just happened. Like, it didn't just run through my system in 10 minutes, but it is without fail. If I go eat at that place, something else is going to happen very quickly after.
Can you tell my wife that that's not how it works with germs either?
What do you mean?
Well, she'll walk into a place and someone will cough in her general vicinity. Right. And then 5 minutes later, I have a sore throat. It's because of that. No, it's not. That's not to say that tomorrow you won't have something because of that. But there's no way you have a sore throat because somebody coughed in your general direction 5 minutes ago. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to think that one might just be because you're like instantly going, oh, no. Oh, no. And you're stressing yourself out and then your throat gets dry and then that happens. Like, I think I've had that happen too.
Corn on the cob or off the cob?
Ooh, I guess I'd go off the cob.
Mm.
I will put in the extra time if I'm making my famous black bean and corn salsa. I will boil.
Famous? I haven't had it.
You actually have.
I have?
You actually have. I brought some in last summertime.
Oh, that's right. You did.
And I'll bring some in
again. Shame on me.
Yeah, it's delicious. I put the time in. I will boil 12 ears of corn. And I will personally shave all of that corn right off the cob. Fresh off the cob corn. Mm. Not canned stuff or frozen stuff in that thing.
Well, not if you're going to the effort of making a homemade.
Of course. It's worth it.
Salsa.
It's worth it. It tastes so much better.
I like
eating like the walls of corn. I don't even like to break all of it up. You shave it off and you get like a little square, like a pegboard of corn.
Oh, see, I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, it's good.
That's, have you ever, do you like to do the corn on the grill?
Like, absolutely.
You get a little bit of that char on there.
Char, you blacken that corn?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You ever do it then when you have just like drawn butter?
What does drawn mean
melted.
When you do it to butter? Oh, well,
melted.
Then, okay. Just say melted. Just drawn.
You wanted to say drawn.
I don't butter.
Know. Yeah.
Did you know what I mean?
I knew what you meant.
I never heard the term. Drawn butter means melted? I had no idea.
Watched a lot of cooking shows.
I guess
all right, anyway, melted butter.
Thank you.
And then you just dip as you go?
Yep. No, I didn't. Well,
I mean, I'm not a cob guy, but
we had a contraption when I was a kid. My dad and mom had this plastic thing that was you'd stick a little, like a quarter of a stick of butter into it and close it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then it
had
a curved end where it shoved the butter down and it.
Everybody had that, right?
Perfectly molded to the corn and we just, slather that thing
up. You didn't
up.
Have that?
No.
Yeah. You like cut, just like you said.
It probably cost
curved butter.
It probably cost them $2, this little plastic thing. It lasted 30 years, and it was one. If we didn't have it for a cookout, it was like, why are we even bothering?
Can I tell you something about
my
childhood?
Why are we even bothering that?
I didn't have butter.
What?
Like, I need to actually tell you about this. This is a problem.
You didn't have butter?
No, I feel like I came from a broken home. Okay. We didn't have butter in the house.
Thanks for being part of our club of degenerates.
And still the phenomenon remains unexplained.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destino.
Baseball injuries. There's weird ones every single year. No one gets hurt like baseball players. That includes Pirates catcher Joey Bart.
All right. Before you get going on that, I just want you to know, after you tell this story, whatever this injury is, I have one that's worse and weirder than whatever you're about to say. So just
okay. All right. Well,
prepare
why
yourself.
Do you have to steal my thunder anyway.
Well, I'm just telling you. I just saw this come. I saw this a few minutes ago, and after you tell this story, I have one that is even worse.
All right. So Joey Bart was in the bullpen a couple days ago during batting practice. He's just walking around, minding his own business. Somebody hits a home run in batting practice. The ball hits him right in the head.
Oh, yeah.
As he's just walking around.
That's no good.
He's woozy. He's concussed. And so he's missed the last three games because he got hit in the head with a baseball during batting practice when he was fooling around.
That is something that I'm surprised does not happen more often. Not like hitting someone in the bullpen, but just in general, like when you watch spring training or anytime you see guys taking cuts in BP, there's a lot of baseballs just flying around.
Well, I'm not done yet. There's more to the injury.
Oh, okay.
Then a fat White Sox fan took a rifle out of her fat folds and shot him in the groin.
Oh, don't do that. Well, but it was something that happened. Yes, it happened inside the stadium, but we weren't sure where the gun is. So let's keep the game going regardless.
That's right. All right, now tell me your thing.
Well, this one, I don't mean to one-up you, but this is worse. And I'm putting this out there as a public service announcement for anybody who uses compressed air, I guess. A 24-year-old man in Bengaluru, India, whose name is Yogesh, died on March 25th of massive intestinal damage. He and his friend, Murali, were working at a motorbike service center. So they worked on motorcycles. They finished up washing and drying the vehicle of Yogesh, the victim. And then they started like goofing around. You know, horseplay ensued, according to the Times of India. Mm-hmm. They had like a compressed air hose with a big dryer wand on the end of it. This is used to clean. Once you've washed off the bike, you want to get some of the water just blasted out of the crevices of the motorcycle engine, that kind of stuff, to make sure it doesn't just sit in there, cause rust. So it needs to be very powerful, but it's also got to have a thin little wand. Well, the dryer's wand, despite not being close to Yogesh, apparently was aimed near or towards his bottom half.
Oh, no.
The blast of air entered his body.
Well, hold on a second now.
Yeah.
First of all, how is it not close? Well, was he naked from the waist down, too?
No, they said it wasn't like, it didn't like, he didn't accidentally have, they didn't like, whoops, and then he fell on it and this happened. This was something where his friend was just like shooting this compressed air at him and apparently hit this so hard that it went enough that it went right at the right angle. Everything went right to up Main Street.
Okay.
Or however you want to look at that. He was rushed to the hospital because he collapsed immediately.
Oh, my God.
Doctors found that his colon had exploded from the compressed air. Yeah. And you can't come back from that one. So
he died?
A man died. That was the first thing
No, I call BS on this. They were clearly doing more than just, oh, I just pointed it in this direction. Yoshef had his pants off. The other guy was doing something to him with this hose. There's no way that you just have a ruptured colon from standing in the vicinity of this hole. I'm sorry.
There is just enough of a breathing room for coincidence, isn't there? Like, it could be that happened.
No, I agree with Aaron Rodgers. There's no such thing as coincidence.
Well, I don't know if you heard our last segment. Teddy and I were talking about this, where I said, that's why I can't go along with Aaron Rodgers. Did you see or did you hear what happened after you walked out of the studio here?
No.
We just spent the last segment talking about Wendy's and the Cinnabon.
Yeah.
You brought that up. I didn't know you were going to bring that up. Ted, did you know he was going to bring up the Wendy's Cinnabon thing?
No idea.
No idea. The traffic hits. You walk out the door. The very next ad is Wendy's Cinnabon Delights. They're now all day, blah, blah, blah. And it was like exactly what we had just been talking about. And I'm sure people listen to that and are like, you guys planned that.
No, I didn't plan anything.
Right. Just like Yogesh didn't plan to have compressed air shot up his, you know what? And have his intestine explode.
I'm sorry. I mean, this stuff's used in shops all over the place. Wouldn't people just be dropping dead of bursted colons?
How many people are shooting at it? Well, you know what? Everybody's doing
right.
that, of course.
Come on, man.
Everyone's doing that. If we had it in here, we would have been shooting
Absolutely.
At each other's legs
right you? Now. I'd have Tim bent over right here. Why wouldn't you?
Time for your air cannon enema. You know, I'm just going to... Hello? Just shoot the Blue Jackets air cannon. We're done with the actual cannon. It's time for the air cannon. Yeah, so...
I don't believe that.
Well, okay, I'm just telling you...
They had pants off, they were doing things. They just don't want to admit it.
Could be, maybe they didn't, maybe, again...
He doesn't want to be charged with murder either, the one who survived.
Well, he was arrested for culpable homicide, so whatever that is, I guess they're saying...
That doesn't sound good.
Well, it sounds like you're going to jail. Yeah.
In India.
Well, the point here is... The guy who, we're getting this story from the person who was alive at the time they arrived at the hospital.
Yeah, that's why I said, I think.
So that guy's like, what? Stick it up? No, I didn't do anything. We were not even close.
On the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I just happened to, you know, put it in his general vicinity and he just dropped dead.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
I have no idea how this happened.
This has got Indian Keith Morrison written all over it.
So then you had the compressed air gun. You liked that, didn't you? You enjoyed that. You guys played with that?
I was on the other side of the room.
Oh.
No, I swear. I certainly didn't have him bent over and our clothes weren't off.
But we found that he did have him bent over and his clothes turned off. Clothes turned off? Clothes taken off. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. I ruined the whole thing.
All right, but you buried the lead.
Can you please shoot compressed air?
You buried the lead.
What?
What happened to the motorcycle? Did they clean all the crevices?
Well, they may have until someone's intestines exploded. They may have had to go back and re-detail it.
You know that someone's bike. Does he show up at the shop and say, can I have my bike now, or is this evidence? Sorry, the police have seized your bike.
You're never going to believe why we can't give you your bike back, right?
Why?
Like you have that.
Well, I mean, Yoshesh was bent over the handlebars and just died when he had some air shot up his hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm. They were reenacting an old, I can't even think of a dirt bike rider. Jeremy McGrath, I think, was a dirt bike guy back in the day. Sure. That's right. I don't know.
Mark McGrath.
Right. Okay.
I just want to fly.
Put your arms around me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not...
Sunday Morning's a different one.
Yeah, but I was thinking of Crazy Town, Butterfly.
No, that's not them.
Right.
That's a different band entirely.
Mm-hmm. A crappy one. I think Sharon Osbourne, No Likey.
Crazy Town?
Yeah, because because of that song, they got on to Ozfest one year, and they were like the worst. They couldn't play. They were like drunk all the time. And she was just, oh, Ozzy, we've got to kick them off. They suck. And she just hated their guts. She wanted to murder
them. That's like a bad version of My Queen,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Actually, what's your British Royal that you were going to do?
I do have a Harry Kane thing.
You named her, though. You had it. We were going to.
Oh, that was God.
Was it Duchess Kumquat?
It was Duchess Kumquat, yeah.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Well, not now.
Not now, but
the moment's gone.
I know.
I'll bring up Duchess Kumquat at some point.
Teddy?
This ain't one of them?
Yes.
Oh.
This ain't one of them.
Oh, no.
But maybe if I bend over and you really get some air in there, we're going to make a memory. That's going to be show number 4. That'll be halfway decent.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Catch the live experience weekdays from 3 to 6 and listen on demand at 971thefan.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Caleb Blake. The road to the Larry O'Brien Trophy begins today. We kick off the NBA playoffs with Ohio's own Cleveland Cavaliers looking to defend the land from the Orlando Magic. Tip-off set for 1 o'clock at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on ESPN. That game will be followed by the Phoenix Suns traveling out west to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. After that game, we'll have Philly taking on the New York Knicks, and King James and the LA Lakers will play the Denver Nuggets. In baseball, both Ohio's major league teams had some good nights at the park yesterday. Reds beating the Angels at home 7-1 with a big night from Elliot De La Cruz, who homered. As for the Guardians, they put a beating on the A's 10-2 at Progressive Field to move to an American League best 14-6 on the young season. And also, let's not forget about soccer. The Columbus Crew hosting the Portland Timbers. Kickoff in that game set for 7:30. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.